Well, that thing sounds really angry. Any idea what it could be?
Oh, it's got to be a troll. No doubt about it.
Well, does anyone here know how to fight trolls?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of experience fighting trolls. Yeah, sure.
Well, I mean, I've fought trolls before. Granted to you, it was with a horde of orcs and took a while. I do know that they hear you when you hit them. Gotta burn them.
Do you have any spells of the sort, Traveler? Fire spells, I mean. Excellent. Perhaps we should start off with that, then.
Only if it comes closer. I don't think we should go into its cave. We don't know. Maybe it's got some kind of trap or something.
Oh, that's a good point. Thing's big. All right. I'll tell you what. Omar, you go low, I'll go high.
What the hell am I supposed to hit? If I go low, no. You go low, you go for its knees, and I'll go high. I'll go for its eyes.
And what should I do?
You got a halberd, man. I don't know. Just poke it in the middle, I guess. We'll hit it on all sides.
I suppose that is an option, for sure.
Great, we're all gonna die.
We're not all gonna die. Wait, did you say we're not all gonna die? Yeah, I mean, some of us might. I don't know, we don't have a cleric.
Will you... Am I a joke to you?
Heh, just a little bit. Me. Okay. Alright. New plan. Going high did not work the way I wanted it to. Let me try...
Ow! Hey, hold still. Hey, you put me down. I am not a stuffed animal.
Take that.
Oh, boy.
That's squishing my organs. Okay.
Not to worry. I've got your back, friend.
There we go. Oh, man, it's making let go of me. I think I need a minute, though.
Quick, Traveler. While he's down, get him right in the gullet. That's right.
Oh, this guy's still standing? No, believe me, it could be much worse. Ugh, we get it, you're angry. Alright, let me go ahead and...
Hey, look.
I got some purchase under here, but... Whoa. He keeps trying to throw me off.
Not to worry. Quickly, walk. Let's both go for the knees.
That's not a bad idea.
Okay, it's down. Well, at least down on the knees. Hang on. Yeah. Two.
Oh, that hurts.
Whoa, medic.
Oh, don't worry, I'm on it. Hang on. How's that feel?
A lot better, actually. Thank you. Ugh. Is it down?
Likely it might be. I got an idea, though. Here, let's go ahead and roll it. Roll there.
You did that by yourself, you realize that, right?
Yeah, I'm strong, so what? You got a problem with it?
You're still really angry, ain't you?
Don't worry, the battle rage will leave in a minute. What we got here? I guess it was just a random troll. He's not even really wearing any pants. Not gonna lie, I'd be impressed if he weren't trying to kill us.
So what do we do now?
Well, we could raid its cave to see if it's got any more treasures or nothing.
I don't know. I don't want to find out this thing is a parent, because that's going to hit me in places I don't want to deal with. I don't think I can handle that. On the other hand, they might have some loot.
Well, it's possible that it might actually have some good, decent loot. Would you care to look a little closer? I shall lead the front. As you say, traveler.
Should we take a second and rest here, maybe, before we move forward?
It's not a bad idea. But if there's more of them things in there, might be a good idea to just stay on this end.
I don't like this.
It's alright, it'll be over soon. Well, it's already over, but you know what I mean. At least the rain's letting up.
Well, it doesn't seem to have anything on him right now. Nothing good, anyway. Mostly just bones and whatever this thing is. Yeah, it was just kind of lodged in its mouth. Don't ask me how I got to the back of the teeth, but yeah.
It's some kind of staff or something. Maybe you could use it. What do you think, traveler? Give it a shot.
Maybe don't use the strange thick. I mean, for all we know, it's just a twig.
No. I've seen magic items before. That looks magical.
Yeah, it looks like it's just a stick.
No one asked you, Goblin.
They have a name.
Jerk.
All right, Doc. What you think it is?
Look, it's probably just a stick. There's no magical writing or anything on it. I'm just saying.
He may have a point. Say, maybe this item's not magical. Maybe it is just a stick, but I'll tell you what. Me and Brick are going to go ahead and look a little further. Maybe we'll investigate some more. Anything we can use or sell might be useful. We don't know how far we are from our destination, right?
We can't be that far. Not really. I mean, this far into the forest is not bad.
All right. We'll check it out.
Hey, Brick. Look at all this.
Is that gold?
No. Don't look at the gold. Look at this.
That's an interesting inlay. What do you suppose that is?
I think this should go to Wog.
I suppose so. I prefer my halberd. Far more balanced, if you ask me.
Right. Maybe you can use this to throw it at someone.
Oh, and look!
Found his ruby. Isn't that pretty? I'm gonna give that to my wife. Man, there's so much over here. You see anything else, by the way?
No. I'm scanning as we speak, but I don't see anything here.
So it just literally lived by itself, huh? Well, I guess we can't be too surprised. It is pretty ugly.
Let's go back to the group. Show them what we got.
This place is pretty dank.
Understood.
Hey, traveler. Look what we found. There's some booty down there. Also, Wog, take a look at this.
It's not a bad axe. Pretty well balanced. Yeah, I could probably throw this at someone. Yeah. Thanks.
No worries.
So,
nothing else back there. Some treasure. Not a whole lot. But Obviously, this was off deceased cadavers, so, I mean, do with it what you will. You may want to wash it.
Nah, it's fine this way. Gems is what makes us more powerful, is what my boss always used to say.
Your boss?
War boss. Biggest, you know, chieftain in a tribe. We call them war bosses because if we ever went to war, they'd be the ones to lead us out of it.
Huh, good to know.
Yep. I ever tell you about the time I nearly became a war boss?
Don't want to hear it.
Fair enough. So, traveller, you got the map. How far from our destination? Think we'd make it? Well, if you lot want, we'll rest up tonight, head out in the morning, and we should get to our first destination. What do you say?
I say, I could use a nap.
I will watch you all as you sleep.
You mean watch over us? You're not saying anything.
I can do both.
Creepy. All right, whatever. Hey, Gabs.
I have a name.
You wanna split half his booty?
Yeah, fine, all right.
Hello, everyone. It's me. As you can tell, I'm a little under the weather. Went to visit my family and got a little sick. So, this one may not be quite what I was hoping it would be. But don't worry, we're going to get somewhere with this adventure before you know it. We'll be reaching the destination in the next episode. Who knows what sort of things they'll find. In the meantime, I want to thank you all, especially my patrons. Starting with Adriana Coop, Aurelie Algasmic, Crywolf883, Dancerwoman22, Danny Capricorn, Dr. True, Emily, Frosty Lerv, Jell Nailbiter, Jamie Lay Neal, Mango Wolf, Knocked Music, Nikki Tupins, Inky Horror, Ocean Amber, Patchwork Cyborg, Sierra Sanchez, Tierra, Tori David, and Zero Key Wolf. Thank you all so very much for your support. Hope to see the rest of you on Patreon or elsewhere. In the meantime, as always, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares.